We'll finish 1 Peter tonight. We're in chapter 5. We stopped at the first half of verse 5. You know what? I could break this up easily. If I was a preacher, man, I could preach a sermon on just about every verse in this last thing. I mean, they are so fat. They're so full. I'm pretty sure I did last time I taught this. I got all the way through. We're not in a hurry if we had to, you know, finish it. I'm more concerned that we hear it. I do not want to have to look Jesus in the eyes and say that I had an opportunity to tell people that he loves these words of life, and I didn't. So I take it really seriously. I have had people write some of these scriptures to me at critical times in my life, and literally they just kept me from jumping off a bridge. I've had God speak these things. There were scriptures in here tonight, especially I'm thinking of verse 10. At one time in my life, it was the life preserver that kept me from sinking. I kept my Bible open to 1 Peter 5:10, and my finger in that spot across my chest, and I fell asleep with my Bible open so that when I woke up in the middle of the night, I could look and see if it was still there. So to me, these are precious verses. It is the truth, even if it doesn't, you don't wind up feeling as gushy about it as I do. You may need these words someday. It's still the truth. And as John Corson says, I love the way he puts this. He said, every time you feed yourself the Word of God, it's like taking vitamins. And it's cumulative. Even if nothing jumps out that minute and hits you, you just took vitamins. It's God's Word. It's living. All other analogies, it's a seed that grows and produces fruit. So this is a valuable thing to do. I'm just going to read, if I could see that, I'm still on the page where I spilled water and smeared my Bible. But let me just begin reading at verse 5 where we stopped. We'll actually start our in-depth study looking at in the second half of verse 5, but I'll just read all the way without the closing greetings. We'll go through that, but I'll just read from verse 5 to verse 11. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. Remember, we looked last week at the pattern or model for those that are in leadership. Here's where we'll start tonight. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. That's from Proverbs 3:34. It's quoted a lot of places in the New Testament. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mind. I was going to sing that tonight, and I didn't. Oh, man. Sorry. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, so that he may lift you up in due time. Please, if you've got to sew that in there, highlight it, circle it, underline it. If you just have that and you don't have so, write so in there. My NIV leaves it out, and it kind of ticks me off because it's very meaningful. Humble yourselves so that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all of your anxiety on him. Because he cares for you. How much of your anxiety? All. I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified Bible tonight, and it is so no way to squirm out of it. It's so thorough. Cast all of your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And be self-controlled and alert. I think sober and vigilant is what the King James says, self-controlled and alert. And there is a word because in here, which the NIV leaves out, don't ask me why. I think it's an important word, so I'm going to read it that way. Be self-controlled and alert because your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Isn't it interesting that we talked about this very thing on Sunday? And that these are some of the same words that Jesus said to Peter, and Peter didn't listen. And he saw what happened, and now he's passing the words on to somebody else. I just love how God is. So, resist him. I think there should be a colon after the word resist him, because I think it's telling us how to resist him. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. Here's this verse that just saved my life. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong and firm and steadfast. I think one of the most beautiful words in all of Peter's writing is that word restore. Circle it. We'll talk about it tonight. To him, Peter gives this sort of closing doxology. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. And we'll finish, when we get to the end of this, we'll look at the closing arguments. But there is so much stuff in here. If I didn't think that I could stop and finish it next week, I would despair, because I do not want to water any of it down. If you have an Amplified Bible, I've noticed that more and more of you are getting them, and I think that's cool, because it allows you in your own personal study to chew on words and even verb tenses that really fatten the meaning of things. If you have an Amplified Bible, this is a wonderful passage in the Amplified Bible. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you. I'm just going to read a couple of verses as we go through, because the weight of the English is lacking. English is kind of a machine gunner language. Greek is a sharpshooter language. You know, English just mow everything down.